I think of it as being athletic, rhythmic, mm-hmm. and also romantic.
Yes.
Is this suited to a particular type of pianist? Does this person have to be strong?
It's not just strong. I have big hands, like what Rachmaninoff did and certain other people did. And I composed for a pianist with big hands that can stretch, therefore, certain intervals. So it is actually for a big romantic pianist.
Does this piece still speak to you? Do you relate to it today?
Yeah, I do. There are a lot of things that I do in that piece that I've done in later pieces and do in the present. I have changed many of the techniques I use to new notations and new ways of making sound. This piece is not like that. This piece is kind of inherited. People who really influenced me were people like Stravinsky and Copland, Bernstein, great composers when I was a young person. And their music had a tremendous energy. They were also essentially romantic, even Copland.
Can you take us through the piano concerto? Give us some highlights.
The first movement is a large movement, as in the romantic 19th century piano concertos. It's in the same form, which is called sonata allegro form, which relies on having two different themes in it. The first theme would have one character, and the second theme would, in another key, would have another character. So I decided to do this a bit differently. Instead of a theme for the first theme, I used three notes, B flat, B, and C, as a motive. And I wrote, right at the beginning, a cadenza for the piano and the percussion on those three notes. And then when the pianist and the percussion finish their cadenza, the orchestra comes in with a very lyrical theme, which is first heard by the French horn, and then the piano plays it. The second movement is a scherzo, and it's very, very Stravinsky-like. It's very icy and brilliant in that way. The third movement is an andante, and there's a six-note theme. And it gets heard in the first by the strings, and secondly by the piano very softly. And then the whole movement is a big build on those six notes to the climax, and everything stops, and the orchestra holds a chord, and the clarinets begin very softly playing that theme, and then the piano takes it over, and then it ends as it began, with one line in the piano. And then the last movement is a kind of fugue at the beginning. It's really something I took from my college fugue exercises. So the whole orchestra and the piano plays this wild little fugue with each voice entering, another voice entering, until it gets really, really big. Leading to a conclusion of amazing virtuosity. I mean, the pianists that play this have to be extremely good. It was written in my 20s. It was my first piece for large orchestra. I had never heard a large orchestra play my music. I'd only heard a small orchestra play a short piece of mine. I was bowled over because the conductor, Victor Alessandro, sat me on the stage, and then he played the finale of the first movement, which is so big, the whole orchestra playing. And that was the first time I'd ever heard these sounds actually come into being. And it was like this huge tidal wave that swept over me. I was incredibly joyous that I created these sounds and they actually worked.